Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor, and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Psochim Daf Ayin Ches and the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Chi, starring Halacha Dalet. Zok the Mishnah. HaPesach Shabbat V'Tumo, when you have Pesach coming with Tuma space, the majority of Am Yisrael are Tomei Meis, Lo Yoichlu Mimenu Zovim V'Zovos Nidois V'Yoldos. So as we mentioned earlier in the Masechta, the only concept of Pesach Shabbat Tumah works for Tmei Meis, people that became Tameh when they touched a corpse. But other Tumas, specifically Tumas that come out of someone's body, like a Zav and a Zavo, and Nido and a Yuledes, one who gave birth, they do not bring Korban Pesach Tumah. V'imochlu, but if they did eat Korban Pesach, Pturim Yikaris, they will not have a Chiyuv Karis. Rabbi Lezer Poiter, Afal B'yas Migdosh. Rabbi Lezer says they're Poiter even when they're going to be Samigdosh. That if they're going to be Samigdosh, they're not have Karas in that case. We'll see in the Gemara what is the source. So, the Gemara, Tani Rameir, Michayev, Rabbi Shimon Poiter. Rameir says that if anyone who is not Tmei Meis eats the Korban Pesach, he will be Chayev Karas. And Rabbi Shimon is the one who says Poiter, and our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Shimon. My time with Rabbi Shimon. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Shimon? Because the pasuk says, "V'abosar kol tor yochal bosar." Someone who's tor will eat the bosar. V'anevesh atoich al bosar zevach hashlomim. And if someone eats the bosar when he's tame, so he's chayav koras. So we dash like this: Echu mutol torim when the torim are eating it, chayvim alav mishum tuma. So then there is a koras that someone is tame and eats it. Yotza pesach sheba betumo. But if you have pesach, the torim are not eating it because it's coming when everybody's tame. So then, if the other Tmei meet from it, they're not Chayav Karas. Says the Gemara, now that we have the rule, something which the Torah don't eat, so there's no Din Chiyuv Tumo, what will happen if Ochal Oilo Ochal Imurim? What happens if the Tomei eats Oilo that goes to the Mizbeach, or Imurim, the fat that goes to the Mizbeach? According to this klal, according to this rule, because Tehorim don't eat it, so he's not going to be Chayav Karas on it. Referring to other Korbanos, not only Korban Pesach, because Tehorim don't eat it, according to your rule, that whenever Torah doesn't eat it, there's no Chayav Karas, there should not be a Chayav Karas in Oilo and any Murim. And the Murim does not come to challenge it, but the Bavli brings a special drasha that tells me there is Karas even on something which Tehorim don't eat. Except by Korban Pesach, which is a special drasha. Could you use the Gemara with a similar question? The Mishnah mentioned Rabbi Lezer that says that the potter for Bias Migdash. Someone goes to Bias Migdash, and the time when Pesach comes Betumo, and he has a tummy who's not a leit, he's not Chayav Karas going to Bias Migdash. So the Gemara, what happens if Nichnas Balailo? What happens if they go into Bias Migdash in the night before the Korban Pesach comes? Or Nichnas Koyim L'Shesh Shoyetz, or earlier in the day before the 6th hour? Will it be potter Bias Migdash as well? And the Gemara does not answer. Now in our Mishnah, the Mashmos is, the Rabbi Lazar not only is poiter Bias Migdosh, but he's also poiter on Achilas Pesach, because he said Afu Bias Migdosh. But the Gemara now brings a suffix regarding that. I'm going to be easy. In Yisbra, Rabbi Lazar kept Shimon. Does Rabbi Lazar agree with Rabbi Shimon or not? Rabbi Lazar that says that between the going to Bias Migdosh and Potter, does he agree when they eat the Pesach, the Potter? My time, what will be the reason to hold both? Because it says in the Pasuk, Bechol Koidish Loi Siga, Vela Migdosh Loi Sovoi. Don't touch Koidish and don't go into Bias Migdosh. If you have an achilas koydish, if you have an eating koydish, have a bias migdash, have a going to bias migdash. If you have an achilas koydish, if there's no issur of eating koydish, and you have a bias migdash. So they go together. And the Gemara says the same thing that regarding Rabbi Shimon. In Yisbro, Rabbi Shimon Kablozer, Rabbi Shimon agreed with Rabbi Lazar. Matayim, again, the same source. Chol koydish le sigav and migdash le sovoy. If you have a bias migdash, have an achilas koydish. If you have an going to bias migdash, you have an eating koydish. If you have an achilas migdash, and you have an achilas koydish. But if you don't have an bias migdash, you don't have an achilas koydish. According to Rabbi Shimon, you don't have an achilas koydish. So you don't have an achilas migdash. The Gemara brings as a question, it seems like that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lazar should agree with each other because of this hekesh. Halacha is zok de mishnah. Not be Pesach Mitzrayim the Pesach Doris. What's the difference between Pesach that came in Mitzrayim when they left Mitzrayim and the Pesach they have for all generations? Says the Mishnah, Pesach Mitzrayim mikchoy mi be'osur. The Pesach Mitzrayim needs to be taken on the 10th day of Nisan, Yud Nisan. The Tona Zoya ve'agudas Eisoy ve'lamashkoy ve'ashtei mezuzis. And Pesach Mitzrayim, they need to sprinkle the blood using the agudas Eisoy and putting on the doorpost, which you don't have to do in a regular Pesach. V'nechol b'chipazoin laila echot. And you have to eat it in a rush, in a hurry, only for one night. Pesach Doros ne'ekol shiva. Pesach Doros is all 7 days. So as Reb Chaim points out from the Gemara in the Bavli, doesn't mean you eat Pesach Doros for 7 days. You eat it only one night. But referring to Yisr Chometz, Chometz of Pesach Mitzrayim is only for the first day. Pesach Doros, you have Chometz for 7 days. So the Gemara is Tani Tani Dukim v'Tavlulim Poislim Boy. Dukim v'Tavlulim are different type of blemishes that make the carbon possible, regular carbon of Yisrael. So does the issue of Dukim v'Tavlulim apply to Pesach Mitzrayim? So the Gemara brings a brisa that says yes. It's Tani Tani Dukim v'Tavlulim Poislim Boy. There's no inyan of Mumim by Pesach Mitzrayim. They didn't receive the Torah yet, so they don't have the din of Mumim of the carbon. So the Gemara Dama Dukim v'Tavlulim Poislim Boy Nicho. According to Andama that holds that it's possible, the mum, they really dash it from, the chtiv said tomim. It says said tomim, it should be a sheep which has no blemish. Mandama ain't document of loving poison, but if you hold it, there's no dim mum. My mekayim said tomim. What does it mean that said tomim? Do you want to tell me that it refers to the halachas that you have with the carbon of a goy? That you cannot have the blemishes which are also to a goy. Which blemishes are also to a goy? It's mechusa aver if it's missing a full limb. So says the Gemara, that you have to tell me? I feel the korbanoy is b'nei noyach einoy. You want to tell me it doesn't have the halachas that b'nei noyach has? That a goy has? As the Gemara goes on and explains the dafin chesem with base. The Rebbe taught the chaveirim, it says in the pasuk, kol achai mikol basar. What does it mean, kol achai mikol basar? It says b'nei noyach. She was shleimim be'evarem. It needs to have full limbs. It cannot be missing a limb. So if a benoyach cannot bring a mechusar ever, so of course, Pesach Mitzrayim should be at least that. So what does the pasuk have to tell you, said Tomim? Says the Gemara, maybe not. Tamin yeshrim lamizbeach. Mamhocho ein men lamizbeach. By benoyach, we talk about he's bringing a carbon to the mizbeach. He's making a bama. He's making an altar. But according to Pesach, there was no mizbeach. So that's why the pasuk has to tell you, has to be tamim, that doesn't is not missing a limb. So the Gemara brings down a sentence that doesn't belong to our sugya, as Yerushalmi brings many times. We have a similar sugya regarding Egla Arufo. Where Egla Arufo, when they find a dead corpse next to a city, so the skating of that city have to bring Egla Arufo. Shaila is, can it have a blemish or not? So the Gemara in Soita discusses, does it have the din of Mechusa Haver? Can it be missing a limb? And the Gemara says it doesn't have a mizbeach, so maybe it could be missing a limb. It says the Gemara of Chunin b'Shem of Yirmiyah mikivan shechtiv bo kaparo kikotchim ba'egla rufa. It says kaparo kimi sheyesh min lamizbeach. Says as if there's a mizbeach, and therefore you can't bring it without a limb. It says the Gemara of Itani Ken. Similarly over here, also by Pesach Mitzrayim there is a mizbeach. Where there is a mizbeach, because it says shalosh mizbeachos hayu lavrisayim b'Mitzrayim. There is a mizbeach in Mitzrayim. What is it? Mashkoi v'shtei mezuzos. The mashka and the two mezuzos are the doorpost, or the two sides of the doorpost and the lintel on top. These three areas of the door are considered to be the mizbech. And in Mele, it has a din of mizbech, so of course there's no mechusar haver. So that's a raya to the mandara that says, when it says that it needs to be tamim, it cannot have any blemish. So when you study Tani Arbo, there's a price that says there's arbo mizbechos in Mitzrayim. What are the four? Saf, umashka, v'shtei mezuzos. There was the three sides of the doorpost, and also was the threshold, which is referring to the floor beneath the door. That was also considered to be the mizbeach. So what is the machlokes between these two braises? Is tani tani saf kli? The first braise holds that the saf is not the threshold, but is a utensil. It's a kli, it's a vessel. Is tani tani saf iskupo? It's the iskupo, it's the threshold. Mandoma saf kli, mandoma the hold that saf means the kli, because it says in the pasuk v'sasifim v'samachtois v'samizrikos, different kelim that are mentioned. One of them is called sipim. Mandoma saf iskupo, the mandoma that says that saf means the threshold, because it says in the pasuk v'titam sipom et sifi, which refers to Am Yisrael made Avodah Zorah right next to Beis Hamikdash. They made an entrance, a threshold of Avodah Zorah next to the entrance to Beis Hamikdash. So you see that saf refers to threshold. Mandoma kli nicho dichtiv mina damasher basaf. Mandoma that holds it's a vessel, because it says they took the blood from the saf. So what is the saf? A saf is the vessel that has the blood in it. Mandoma saf askupo ma mekayim. What is going to do with asher basaf? That's the Gersa of Chaim. It says more mevi kli v'neisen al askupo v'toyev ilumaze. The way it worked was they took the blood and they poured it on the threshold, And then they took from the threshold and put it on the other parts of the doorpost. So that's what it means, minasaf, from the threshold. Continues the Gemara and says, time bebab goyimer setomim ein gizot mimo. It has to be a setom with no blemish, but it doesn't have to have the wool in it. Even if you shear the wool from the animal, it's still okay. So Gemara v'atani, you have another brace that says, minatsoin luitzi sachaloki shebahim. There's another brace that says that minatsoin, you can't take every sheep. You have to take the chaloki. Once the chaloki, the Gemara understands, it means you cannot take an animal that you shear the wool from it. On my Ravoni, that's not the pshat. Pshat is loitzi mashechil kilcha toiro revea venirba umukze venevot. A chaloki shebahim does refer to the ones which are clear from wool. But it refers to what chilka toyer, the Torah says you can't bring to the mizbeach, which is the animals that are very happy to them. Revea venirba had a relationship with a human being. Umukta venevad, mukta means that was set aside for the zoro, and nevad was that was worshipped over the zoro. That's what it means. Shechilka chatoyer, which means that's the chalokim that they're separated and they're not part of that soin that you can bring as a carbon. Says the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Glili de Kavasoyin, Rabbi Yosef Glili agrees that Pesach Mitzrayim was also only one day. The Isur Chometz is only one day. You can't eat Chometz only one day. Referring to the end of the Mishnah that says that Pesach Doiros is for 7 days, and that's different than Pesach Mitzrayim, which the Isur Chometz was only one day. With this, we conclude Yushami Psochim Daf Ein Ches.